Will has an interesting story. A friend of his invited he and his friend Josh to go out with us to the Del Mar Loop. And I got in the car with Will and Josh, and we closed the doors. We're pulling out of the parking lot. And I said, okay, guys, so what do you know about what we're about to do tonight? And they said, absolutely nothing. They said, Justin just invited us to come along. So Will had no prior training other than the car ride to Del Mar Loop. And then he watched me as I engaged with one gentleman. We had a textbook type example. The man was convicted of his sin and was so happy to hear about what Jesus had done for him. And then we approached another couple, and it went pretty well, but it started to fall apart near the end. But after that, he said, I want to try it. And I said, can we tape it? And he's like, sure, let's go for it. And so this is what happened. Will's very first night out and his very first time talking with someone on the street.
Here's a coin. It has the Ten Commandments on it. And Ten Commandments. You know any of the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, would you consider yourself to be a good person?
Yes, I would.
Yeah? Could we take a little test to see if that's true?
Sure.
All right. Have you ever told a lie?
I have told a lie before in my life.
What does that make you? What do we call people that tell lies?
Well, if you're honest about you have told a lie, then it probably makes you honest.
Okay. It makes you honest, but it also makes you, begins with an L. What do you think?
Well, you're only a liar if you keep... The definition of a liar is a deceiver.
Okay.
Somebody that deceives people.
All right, but if you've told a lie, then you...
No, you're not a liar. When I was younger, maybe in my day I may have told a lie on my applications. Anybody that applies for a job knows good and well there are certain things, but that doesn't make you a deceiver. You're just trying to get
sometimes
a job.
Sometimes you're a deceiver, you know, like when you leave out the truth.
Well, he wants to hear a liar. That's what he used to say. I'm a liar. I'm not a liar.
Yeah.
Liar's a deceiver. Somebody that intentionally wants to lie to harm somebody to get the better good.
What if your definition's wrong? What if your definition's wrong?
In the middle of conversation.
Hey, man, just because you told him. Hey, I'm so going to shut up. Listen to this.
I was honest about that. This man who is holding a mic in my face.
What if we looked it up in Webster and the dictionary said anybody who has told a lie is a liar?
No,
not anybody. So I don't
go on. Okay. How about? All right, we'll go on.
I'm a horrible liar.
All right. How about this? And I'm not saying I'm not standing in judgment. I've done this too. How about? Have you ever stolen anything?
I've stolen.
You have stolen.
Yeah, so stronger,
okay. So what do we call people that steal things?
Well, people that say, hey, this is a quiz. All right. I'm going to play by the rules now, right? I'm getting a shot of whiskey. It's a thief.
Okay. All right, one more. How about, you know what taking the name, Lord's name in vain is?
Yeah.
You know what you call that? Have you ever done that, like, say, oh, my God, or Jesus, or anything like that?
Right.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Well, I've done it, too. What do you call that? Do you know? It begins with a B. It's kind of a big word.
Blasphemy.
Ah, very good. Good job. All right, so my name's Will, by the way. What's your name?
Tony.
Tony. Okay, nice to meet you. Okay, by your own admission, okay, maybe not the first one, but all right, you said that you've blasphemed, all right? You said you're a thief, okay, and maybe a liar, okay?
Right.
So when you get to heaven one day or standing before the throne of God,
yes.
Okay, do you think that you'd be... guilty or innocent if God says, you know what, here's my commandments, what have you done?
I'd be guilty.
You'd be guilty?
Yeah.
Okay. So, me too. You know, I'd be guilty too. So, where do we go from here? You know, there's two choices, you know, when you get up before God. You know, there's heaven and then there's hell. So, if we're guilty, you know, how do we, you know, eternity is a long time. How do we, you know, get into heaven?
He comes to me singing songs of ancient Greece. He takes my hand and walks me down by the riverside where stars abound. He tells to me of days of old, when pagans worshipped in their waves. They danced and sang, till one day they came and said, your gods are dead, now you must fall onto your knees and pray our Lord will forgive you here today.
Nope.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was
someday
very beautiful.
Again we shall rise.
All right, getting back to the question. All right, back to the question. So,
the confusing,
do you think that you'd go to heaven or hell?
I'd go to hell.
Is this the microphone?
You'd go to hell?
I guess so. Right.
Is that some place that you'd want to go, or you want to kind of avoid that and go to heaven? What do you think?
Right, no, I wouldn't want to go to hell.
You wouldn't? Me neither. Because that sounds like a bad place, and eternity is a long time. So I wouldn't want to go there either, you know? So do you know what Jesus has done so that we don't have to go to hell?
Yeah, man, he died on the cross for our sins, right?
Absolutely.
In the Bible?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And if we put our trust in Him, okay, then we're, then God says, you know what? If you put your trust in Jesus, you know what He did? He came to earth and lived a perfect life. He didn't lie. He didn't blaspheme. He didn't steal, okay? But He died on the cross. He took our punishment. It's like if you're in a court law, okay? And you come in and say, have you ever like, well, you know what the punishment is for burning a DVD?
It's piracy, right?
Yeah. Do you know what the punishment is? It's either 10 years in jail or $250,000 fine, okay? Now, if you come into a court of law and you're guilty of that, okay, and the judge, if he's a good judge and you've done that, what do you think he's going to say?
Guilty.
Guilty, right? Now, what if he says, all right, you got to give me $250,000 or you're going to prison, you know? And your friend steps in and says, you know what, judge? He did it, but I'm going to put down the money for him. That means what? That you can go where? Are you free or?
Free to go.
You're absolutely free to go. And that's exactly what Jesus did for you. Okay? We lied. We blasphemed. Okay? We stole. But Jesus came and lived a perfect life. So that if we put our trust in Him, okay, Jesus says, I'll take that punishment. He died on the cross even though He didn't deserve it. And if we trust in Him, then we're going to spend eternity with Him. So that's the good news. That's the story that that happened when Jesus came to this earth. So would you mind if we pray together? Would you like to do that?
Sure, I'll pray.
Yeah? All right.